This morning we want to talk about my father's business. And we've been discussing over the last month or so, we've talked about the things that are happening around us here in the United States and around the world, and how the evil one, Satan, has been attacking us as Christians. We have shown you what to do, how he does it, and how to have peace through it. But now we need to get back to the Father's business of spreading the gospel to a lost and dying world. And I want to read Luke 2 and 49. This comes out of the King James Version. And he says unto them, meaning Mary and Joseph, how is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? And this morning we need to be about the Father's business. We know what the enemy's doing. We know how he's acting. We know what we can do to have peace in that during that time of tribulation and trials. And we know that this is all for a purpose to bring us back to God. We've let him go by the wayside. We've said, well, we can take care of ourselves now. But God says you need to come home. And through that, once we've come back to the realization of what we're here for and what this is all about, we need to start thinking about what's important again. We need to go back first to the simplicity of the gospel so that we can prepare ourselves when the Father calls us into service. You know, we've got to be ready. First, we need to love the Lord your God with everything that you have. And, you need to be there and communicating with God and fellowshipping with him and listening to him so you know what his will is and so that you can be a part of what he's doing in and around you. Second, you need to love your neighbor as yourself. How much do you really love yourself? That's how much you should be loving other people that are around you. And if we do these things, we will live. Luke 10, 27 through 28, and this is out of the King James again, and it says, and he answered, saying, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And Jesus said unto him, thou hast answered right, do this, and thou shalt live. So the first thing in getting back to the Father's business is, one, making sure where we're at and making sure we're following the commandments that he left for us, that we love him, that we love our neighbors, and if we do these two things, that we will make it. Remember, the greatest thing that we can do is show love to everyone God puts in our path, thus showing Christ through you and through me. 1 Corinthians 13:13, and this is out of the Message Bible. It says, but for right now, until that completeness, we have three things to do to lead us to that consummation. Trust steadily in God. Hope unswervingly. Love extravagantly. And the best of the three is love. So now that we've laid the groundwork or foundation, what is the practicality of spreading the gospel in today's society? Well, practical ways of sharing his love to others. I like what Francis of Assisi stated. Preach the gospel, but use little words. And he's not talking about taking down and saying, well, you know, you don't understand the language that I'm speaking to you. He means not to say so much, but to show the love of God. We need to show the love of God to people around us, and they'll see that through us. They'll see the light of Jesus in you and in me. And I wrote down a few things that I thought about how to practically share his love to others. And Sister Kathy, if you have some more that you think of, just, you know, enter in and share those as well. First, make yourself available to others in need. You know, there's a lot of people out there hurting, and they need someone. And you're that person that God will put in their path, and God will put them in your path so that you can minister and so that you can share the gospel with them, not through words, but through deeds and actions. This is not only for you to make it to heaven, but that we take others along with us. 1 Thessalonians 5:11 says, let's make it all together. Let's not just leave somebody behind, but that we all make it together. Second thing that I thought about is show random acts of kindness. You know, when you do that, you touch people's hearts. Because you did it not for a reason, not to get something back or to get them to do something for you. You did this out of the love of your heart, the love of Christ, to reach out to someone and say, you know, I just feel like I really want to touch that person. They've not done anything for me, but God has something for them. And I just want to show them that love. Thirdly, be ready when someone needs help with food. You know, we've let the social services system try to provide all of this stuff. And they do an okay job, but they don't speak to the real essence of what's going on. And that's in their hearts. And we need to make sure that we speak to their hearts. I know that Sister Kathy always has more than enough food in her pantry and freezer to feed an additional family. You know, she can take from that and still have stuff for us and have enough to give another family. We all need to start doing the same things. We need to stop relying on the social services to take care of everything and say, well, you know, have you went down and applied for food stamps?
And a lot of times families who need the assistance can't get it because they make too much money, but really the too much money is not enough money. Or you've got individuals who are in need and are waiting to try to get some assistance and they can't get it because there's so many people wanting it.
And they're just not fast enough to get them the food.
They're just not fast to get them the help that they need. I mean, I was looking yesterday on Craigslist here in our area, and there was a man that was requesting for assistance and for help. His family had moved here, and while he was down here in Miami, had went to Miami to visit a family member. His house burnt down in Alabama. They lost everything they had. They moved to Tampa, and when they moved to Tampa, he's not had, but he works for himself and does like maintenance type work and remodeling and stuff. He's had two jobs since he's been here. And he says he's got a family of two, and he's just trying to make it. He's just trying to make ends meet, just trying to get to the next day and take care of his family. And those are individuals out there that are in the same situation that, you know, we can give help to.
Yeah, you'd be surprised at how many middle-class families are considered the working poor. You know, they may have a nice-looking car. They may have a nice-looking house. But they're strapped for the last dime or penny that's in their pocket. And sometimes they need the help, too. And we need to help them in those times of needs. And then not just let it be that, but we need to start speaking into their lives and saying there's a better way. And that better way is through Jesus Christ. And if we do that, we've opened up a door to minister to that family in their times of need and to fill those voids in their heart that they have that they don't know how to fill it themselves. But we can lead them to a loving God, one who has gone out of his way to seek them out, to find them and bring them home. So we need to be doing the same thing. One of the other things I thought about, and I've heard this done before, but start praying for the people in your neighborhood. Walk down the street. Pray for the families that are there in your neighborhood. That's another thing that you can do. I've heard in past where people have done that, and they actually start talking to the neighbors and stuff after a while, and they start sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with them as well. And one of the other things that is not a practical way of sharing the love of God so much is to be a healer. Be a paramedic of this world, healing the broken hearts and letting God be the defender of the faith. You know, so many times we look at people and we make judgments on them. We need to stop the judging. Let God defend himself, because he's better at it than we are. He didn't ask us to defend him. He asked us to love. And if we'll do that, we'll see more people won to the kingdom of God. This ministry was started off on talking to individuals and pastors that have left the church for whatever reason, that were hurt. Their hearts were broken, and they needed a touch from someone who wouldn't criticize them, wouldn't say, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, but just love on them and let God and the Holy Spirit speak to their hearts. So today I just want to say, let's stop focusing on the bad things that are going on in this world. Let's have peace during this time. And let's start doing what the Father has called us to do. Let's get about the Father's business today. Maybe over the next couple of weeks we'll start sharing some more things of ministry and how to reach out and touch people's lives and stuff. But today, just take those four or five things to heart. Make yourself available to others in need. Show random acts of kindness. Be ready when someone needs help with food. Start praying for your neighborhood and be a healer. Father, right now I pray, like, Father, that the words that have been spoken today, Father, that they would not be void, Father, but people would take them to heart. Father, that they would say, yes, I want to do those things. I want to be that light to this lost and dying world. I want to be that paramedic healing those that are brokenhearted. Father, Lord, just let them take it to heart, not just in their mind, but in their actions and in their deeds. Not just a hearer of the word, but a doer also. Father, so that the love of God would be shown to everyone that they come across and everyone that you put in their path for your glory and your glory only. We pray and we ask this in your name. Amen and amen.